In the month of July, I'm taking a break from fresh content creation to rejuvenate myself a little bit. I'll be back in August with fresh content. In the meantime, enjoy this episode from the archives. Thanks for listening. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 104. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. In this episode, I want to distinguish between two concepts that I think are related to one another, but they can be very opposite things. And that is the concept of settling versus settling in. And I think that this is a really useful thing to think about when you're at a crossroads. Maybe you're trying to make a big decision, or you're at a crossroads in your career or in your personal life. And maybe you're at a place where you need to be sitting in uncertainty a little bit, or you're in a little bit of a liminal space. You're kind of caught between two things. And I think that if you're in a spot where you kind of aren't ready to take action and you know you're going to be in that kind of uncertainty, you can choose to settle into it. And so I want to talk a little bit about what that means and how settling in is not the same thing as settling. And this has been something that I've worked with many clients on, who, especially those who are at a crossroads and who are kind of trying to decide, do they want to stay at their institution, or do they want to look for a new job, or they may feel kind of a certain level of professional dissatisfaction. And this concept of settling in and kind of thinking about what it means for you personally, I think, can be a helpful thing if you find yourself in this situation as well. So when it comes to settling, one of the first things that I think you can associate with that is like a lack of choice. You may have a situation where you're like, well, I'm just going to settle for this. I'm not happy with it, but, you know, I don't really feel like I have another option. And that is a key difference between settling versus settling in, because when you decide to settle into something, you choose it. And you're saying, you know, even if it's not ideal, you're making that conscious choice that this is what you're going to settle into, at least for the time being. A second thing I think that's often associated with settling is discontent or dissatisfaction. And again, you know that maybe this isn't the right thing for you, but you're just not really sure there's anything else out there. When you settle in on the opposite end of that spectrum, you do feel a sense of contentedness and satisfaction because you're making that choice and you're in control of that situation. A third element of settling is you will often be questioning, like the whole time you're like questioning, is there something better? Is the grass greener somewhere else? You know, like you're because of that kind of dissatisfaction and discontentedness, that questioning is always going to be there. With settling in, because you've made the choice, you can be committed to it. And you're not constantly kind of questioning and checking in and saying, you know, is this what I should be doing? You've decided, at least for the time being, that you're kind of settling in and committing to that particular thing. With settling, you know that you can do better. You know in your core that this is something that you do not like. You want to change it. Maybe you don't know how. But there's this feeling, again, of dissatisfaction because you know that this is not the best situation for you. When you choose to settle in, you're acknowledging that this is the best situation for right now. It doesn't mean it's the best situation forever, but it's the best situation that you can put together for yourself in this moment, and that's okay. Because of all these things with settling, the lack of choice, the discontentedness, the dissatisfaction, the questioning, knowing you can do better, it ends up taking up a lot of brain energy, because you're making the problem worse. You're constantly trying to think about, how do I get out of this? I don't like this. I'm unhappy with this. I know there's something different out there for me. And you're just kind of cycling through your brain, like trying to figure out a way to solve that problem, even if you're doing it unconsciously. And it can take up a lot of brain energy. When you choose to settle in, it releases that brain energy because you've solved the problem. Now, what I recommend when you choose to settle in is to pick a date in the future to check in with yourself and to say, I'm choosing to settle into this for the next 3 months, and then I'm going to check in with myself and see if it's the right thing for me. So the idea of settling in is not always a long-term thing. Sometimes it means that you're settling in the medium or the short term so that you can release your kind of brain energy to focus on other things. So when it comes to settling, you're always fighting it because you know that something is not right. You know that this is not what you're meant to be doing. But when it comes to settling in, there's a form of acceptance. And because it's something that you're choosing, you know there's a time in the future where you're going to have a chance to reassess it. You know that this is kind of the best thing that you can do for right now. You have a level of contentedness and satisfaction that can be really nurturing to yourself, I think. So where I see this in many ways in thinking about kind of the idea of radical self-trust and the framework for that is settling in is actually a form of, I think, practicing loving kindness toward yourself. And it's acknowledging that even though the situation may not be perfect, you're going to kind of make the best of it. And it's going to allow you to put your energy, your brain energy, your emotional energy into something that is going to maybe make other aspects of your life better. So sometimes I think that clients that I work with who are at that kind of career crossroads or they're feeling unhappy, they're feeling a little bit of like mid or late career malaise, they feel like they're just settling and they don't know that there's another option. And sometimes this is because they don't feel like they can move geographically. Like they may have kids who are in high school and they're like, I cannot leave this city. You know, like I'm very kind of limited. They feel constrained and they feel stuck. But when you can flip that and say, what does it mean to settle into this moment? And, you know, using the example for using that example of someone who's at mid-career, they're waiting to change their career until their kids are out of high school. What does it mean to settle into that moment with your family to support your kids in that time where they're trying to do something important for them? Maybe they're preparing for college or for other adventures. What does it mean to settle into that and to say, okay, I'm not going to be fighting this. I'm going to just make the decision that for the next year or two, this is what I'm going to be doing. At a certain point, I'm going to reevaluate that and see if I want to go on the job market. But for right now, I'm going to kind of make the best of what I have in front of me. It allows you to look for different opportunities in your professional life. It allows you to start preparing yourself for that time when you're going to kind of be unsettled, when you're going to go on the market, when you're going to make a bigger decision about that crossroads in your career. But it's important to differentiate between that unsettled feeling and the choice that you can make to settle into the situation you're in, to accept it for what it is, and to make the best of it in that moment. Thanks so much for checking in with this week's episode. Remember that you can always offer me a topic that you want me to cover on the show by emailing contact@katielinder.work. or by tweeting to me at katie_linder or connecting with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.